This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM is Riggs and Allie. Allie with a lesson in funeral ethics.
Oh, no, I don't know anything about funeral ethics or etiquette or anything, quite frankly.
But
One of my very good friends is having some major issues right now when it comes to the funeral etiquette with a family member, because what happened was her grandpa died.
Yeah.
And the funeral is this weekend.
Okay.
And here's the problem. She does not have a relationship with her brother, okay? She has two brothers. She does not have a relationship with one of the brothers. He's awful. He treats her awful. He's treated her awful since when they were kids. He was, like, you know, abusive. And, like, siblings beat each other up, you know?
But
I've heard some stories where he was a little bit too rough with her and, like, would hit her and stuff. You know, again, brother, sister, you be the judge of that. Mm-hmm. But
so his grandpa, too, obviously.
His grandpa, too. Yeah, they're siblings. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they just have a horrible relationship. He sounds really immature and obnoxious, even though he's, like, 30.
You ever meet the guy?
No, only at her wedding.
Okay.
Like, was he obnoxious and immature there?
I didn't set off any alarms
or anything.
You're at a wedding. You're drunk. Yeah. You're not paying attention. You don't care about stuff like that.
Very true.
So anyway, so her grandpa dies, and then her father called, because it's her father's dad, and said, can you be a pallbearer at the funeral?
The brother.
My friend.
Whoa.
He said, can you be a pallbearer at your grandpa's funeral? We're going to have all seven grandkids be the pallbearers for your grandpa. And she goes, wait, seven? Who's the seventh? She's like, your brother. And she's like, whoa. My brother's coming? And he's like, well, of course he's coming. She's like, and you're going to let him be a pallbearer? And her dad's like, yeah, but wait, there's more. Don't worry. I know, because you're going, well, why can't he be a pallbearer? Yeah. His grandpa, too. Literally less than a year ago, her grandma died, and this guy went on Facebook and said basically her grandpa had killed her grandma, and like it was all his fault because he's, you know, racist. I mean, it was like insane. This guy's insane, okay? So he had literally just like a year ago written all these horrible things about their grandfather on Facebook, which their grandpa's not on Facebook, and now he's being asked to be a pallbearer at the guy's funeral, okay?
Oh.
And so she's like, I can't stand this guy. I'm uncomfortable around this guy. I don't want anything to do with this guy.
Yeah.
And now I'm literally being forced to carry a casket at our grandpa's funeral with this guy that I feel is abusive and makes me uncomfortable and doesn't treat anyone in our family with respect. He went off on her on Facebook at one point and tagged her for all their family to see. She had to like block him and report him, her own brother. Because it was, I saw the post, it was insane. He doesn't even live near her.
So what does the rest of the family think?
Well, she gets upset and she goes, I don't know what to do. I don't want to say I'm not going to do it because it's not about me, but I'm so pissed right now for so many reasons that I'm obviously going to the funeral, but I don't want to be around this guy.
Totally, yeah.
So she drops out.
Officially?
She drops out. She told me. She said, I'm not going to be a pallbearer. It's too much stress.
Yeah.
And I asked my cousin to step up because she's really close with my grandpa too.
Yeah.
Another one. So...
Oh my God, dude.
I told her I support her, and I said, as long as you're there, at the end of the day, you shouldn't be forced to be in a situation, and her parents won't acknowledge it because it's their children, and they just want to act like they want everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
So they'll acknowledge it a little, but not enough to really call this guy on his stuff and hold him accountable, the kid.
Yeah.
Because they just want, it's their kid, you know?
She's totally warranted, though, because I would worry, since this guy's been such a jerk and a D-bag throughout, that like while doing the proceeding of holding grandpa, he'd be talking smack or doing something to make it all about himself.
I don't think he'd do that. Do you think he'd do that during the funeral?
I don't know, because he's that crazy.
That's what I'm saying. He's
stupid to bad luck. That's really low.
Yeah, but that's super low.
Funeral.
But putting on Facebook that your grandpa killed your grandma, not literally.
That's low, too.
But saying you mentally killed her, so whatever the hell he said. Yeah, it's crazy, too.
When he makes that statement, I, as a family member, immediately would question his motives and anything he does or says for
sure. But the parents won't.
And that's why she's so frustrated.
Is she warranted in dropping out as a pallbearer? She's still going to the funeral. She'll still be there. And I said, hell yes, you are. Nobody's going to put you in a situation you're uncomfortable with.
The pallbearer pullout. Should she be pulling out of being a pallbearer?
Think about it. If someone had really, really written something that horrific and slandered you on Facebook, tagged you and tagged all these people in it, would you want to be by that person?
Who was the one that invited them to be a pallbearer? Who was the one that initially suggested
it? Their father, whose dad died. The grandpa.
Is he aware of how much of a trash bag this guy is?
Yes and no. Yeah, they know. They obviously know about everything.
I'm just trying to figure out who really wants this guy to be there, because somebody wants him to be there.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
The parents.
But
that's
more,
their son.
Right, but more people
but
don't want
in the
him
family,
there.
According to her, you know, they all saw the post. I mean, they're not stupid. The family knows the guy's nuts.
And I'm saying the majority of people don't want him there. Then
that's what it sounds like.
All right.
But what are you going to say to her? At a funeral, you can't say stuff like that.
No, you can't, because it's the funeral.
It's a funeral.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's like, wait till after the funeral, then trash people. So what do you think? 799-1037.
Is it tacky?
Yeah, is it tacky to pull out of a funeral like that? Good morning, Kiss FM. What do you think? Is it all right? Is it tacky to pull out of a funeral like that?
I don't know if I'm right or wrong in this, but I just figured I'd throw in my 2 cents.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling that she's going to regret it further down the line if she does.
Why, though? She's still at the funeral.
Yes, but that you're there to support the deceased.
Yes.
And that's to me, it's an honor to be a pallbearer. And to pull yourself out of that honor, I don't know. Her association with him is there, whether she's 3 feet away from him or in back of the church.
Yeah.
If he pulls something crazy,
I think
most people are going to realize.
Oh, they've already seen it.
Yes.
The family already knows.
So I think, like I said, I think whether she's 3 feet away from him or in back of the church, she's going to be near him.
You know what? You know, one of the things we talked about was she's like, my grandpa knew it was in my heart. He knows I loved him. He knows I cared about him. Uh-huh. She's like, I'm going to the funeral.
Yeah.
She's like, but I'm also not going to allow my family to allow this guy to treat people like this either.
Absolutely.
And so by them, I mean, her brother just wrote a post on Facebook like less than a year ago when her grandma died about how it was all her grandpa's fault her grandma died. I mean, it's like insane. And now he's holding the casket at the grandpa's funeral. It's like, it doesn't make no sense.
That's like,
no one's holding the guy accountable at all.
Like, what's that, Gibbons?
Family squabble. Are one thing.
I agree.
But
it
to go on.
To every family. I agree.
But to go online a year ago when grandma died and say grandma killed her and
her
then.
Grandpa killed her and then you're at grandpa's funeral a year later. Yeah, it makes no sense.
That sounds to me like the ultimate fake. Like,
and
just
he wasn't saying literally killed her. He was saying, like, you know, he did mentally. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Ugh. But I think what this guy's saying is, can't you just put all of that drama aside for the 90 minutes that the funeral is happening,
which
just to be respectful,
like,
just for that little bit of time?
Riggs, that sounds sensible. But
yes.
Then I think about people who have been, like, you know,
dude,
victimized,
listen,
and don't need to be around other people, huh?
I think she can. I know she can.
Can
but
he?
But
can
it's,
he?
It's,
he?
He's
that's
the wild
true.
Card. I wouldn't put my trust in this guy. You can't.
Yeah.
In my personal humble opinion.
Well, dude, his track record, I guess you can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Did you have something to say about this?
Oh, I definitely do.
Oh, wonderful. What's your name, by the way?
Tony.
Okay, Tony. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony.
Kind of went through this similar situation when my dad passed away.
Okay.
My brother is completely awful.
Ooh.
Do not get along with him.
Your brother is awful?
Yes.
So she feels the pain?
I completely do. I think she's doing the right thing.
She's
still there. She'll be supporting.
Because it's not like they have little tiffs. It's like the guy is literally going off on
publicly
on her and her family members and, like, sending. I've seen the texts he sends her. They're crazy. They're insane. They're like harassment. It's like insane. You know what I mean?
I can completely relate. Very similar situation.
Yeah.
I would say she's doing the right thing.
Somebody just texted in and said, funerals are for the living, not the dead.
And you know what? In fairness.
Right? Seriously, though.
If I'm dead at my funeral, I don't care what you do at my funeral.
I've said that to many people. Do what you want.
Uh-huh.
Have one, don't, whatever.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Were you calling about this? Pulling out of a funeral, out of being a pallbearer at a funeral because of family drama between you and your brother? Is that all right to do?
If you're uncomfortable being by someone?
Yeah. And rightfully so, by the way,
yes,
not just petty stuff.
You're on the air, girlfriend.
Yes.
What's up?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I think it's okay. I had to deal with my own grandpa's funeral in October, and just, like, it sucks because, you know, you're dealing with so much grief right now and having to deal with this grief
on top of it. Because there's
really
years of pain there, and I told her she needs to go talk to somebody about just her own issues so he doesn't phase her because he's still affecting her life, and that's not cool. He shouldn't be at this point because he's so awful. And I was like, that's just one of those things you're going to have to deal with on your own.
Yeah,
Nothing he does is going to change that. You're going to have to get him out, vent it out, essentially.
Mm-hmm. He needs to seek help of his own as well, it sounds like.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But nobody in the family, like, his parents won't hold him accountable when he acts like that. They won't do anything. They're just like, get over it, you know?
That's a lot easier said than done, my God.
Crazy.
Let's not break the stigma around mental health. Let's just keep it going and pretend that nothing's wrong.
Right?
Pretend nothing's wrong. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. We'll do one more call. It's 799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. Do you have something to say about pulling out of the funeral? Because
extreme
family drama?
When a situation like this is happening, you need to put yourself first.
Yeah. That's the way she finally felt in the end.
Right. It's a loss in the family. It's a sad situation. But if you're uncomfortable, you need to do you.
I agree with that in a lot of instances. Yeah, a lot of people don't do what makes them. They'll do things that make them uncomfortable, which actually traumatizes them more in situations like this, instead of actually standing up for themselves and going, I'm not going to put up with this, which is exactly what she told me. Yes. She told me literally when she decided, she's like, I'm not going to allow this. Like, I'm done
allowing this. Put her foot down. She's standing up for herself, and that deserves an applause.
And like I said, she said, my grandpa knows it was in my heart. He knows I loved him. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's not going to be like, I can't believe she backed out of my funeral.
Somebody just texted and said cremation would solve the issue.
Oh,
it
really,
what it would. Oh, kind
man.
Of would.
Yeah,
it would.
Geez,
thanks for the text. Thanks for the calls. It's 799-1037. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.